Hey everybody, Mark Manson here, and this is a commentary and analysis for how to be more productive by working less. These commentaries are where I discuss the inspiration and also like follow-up and following thoughts about each of my articles. So if you enjoy the article, you can. These commentaries are kind of like the behind the scenes to understand the motivation that went into them. This post, I very rarely do a productivity post, but I felt particularly inspired to do this one just because over the course of the last year, I've had a number of conversations, both with authors, but also just kind of people in general who asked me about my work habits and, you know, my writing habits, how I wrote Subtle Art. And they would always get super surprised when I would tell them that, you know, actually, I ended up, you know, optimal writing for me is like 3 hours a day, usually. That's like, if I can hit 3 hours a day, that's probably the most efficient use of my workday, you know. And then I'd spend, you know, a couple hours working on the website or something, doing non-creative work. But that surprised a lot of people. And I talked to a number of authors and writers who do way more writing, and they struggle with exactly what I was talking about. Like they create a lot of crappy work, and then they create a lot more work for themselves. So I had a couple conversations about this over the last few months, and that kind of got deep into the nature of work, of like what really is productivity. Is it simply hours spent? Is it like output? Is it the quality of output? You know, like, how do you define these things? And this post is really just kind of like, I guess, my interpretation of all those questions. And, you know, it's nice. I don't do much productivity stuff, but I get asked about it fairly frequently enough that I felt like it was a good, you know, it'd be a cool addition to the archive. Similarly, I've been getting, you know, the bigger that Subtle Art gets and the longer it goes on, the more I get asked about my experience writing it and kind of like my writing habits and my thoughts on how it went and everything. So this kind of doubled as a way to answer some of those questions as well. So all in all, a long but to the point piece. Didn't get a ton of feedback on it. I mean, a lot of people liked it. When I say feedback, I mean people weren't like there weren't strong feelings one way or another. The most common question that came up, a lot of people said, "Do you think you are more effective in the last 3 months of writing than you were the last 12 because you were writing a second draft instead of a first draft?" And my answer to that is absolutely. I was like, having the first draft out of the way was a massive, massive help. But overall output was also still just way higher by working less. One thing I'm doing with the new book that I just started working on is I am applying this, like, all right, 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day max, and I'm done to writing the first draft. And it's like, it's going much better. I'm like creating a lot less crap for myself. I'm still writing a lot of crap, but at least this time around, I'm like, I wake up the next day and there's like 600 words of crap to sift through, or 1,100 words of crap to sift through instead of like 4,000 words. So it's been making it a little bit easier on myself.